Private First Class Jessica Lynch is probably the most famous soldier in the war in Iraq. She was held prisoner by the Iraqis, rescued by U.S. Special Forces, and is still recovering from her wounds at a military medical facility. Her story has been hyped on TV, featured in magazines, and churned over by the newspapers, but she herself has not been interviewed by any journalists. That makes her one of the most sought-after guests by the TV networks. Earlier this week, the New York Times reported that CBS News tried to woo her by mentioning possible deals with other Viacom-owned entertainment outlets like MTV. Commentator James Poniewozik says with this story, there's plenty of hypocrisy to go around.
When the New York Times accused CBS News of essentially trying to buy an interview with Jessica Lynch, CBS issued the following response. Jason Blair, nyah, 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 nyah. Okay, I'm paraphrasing. The network really said, unlike the New York Times' own ethical problems, there is no question about the accuracy or integrity of CBS News' reporting. It is ironic that the Times should rap CBS's knuckles over this story. One of the articles that revealed Times reporter Jason Blair as a serial plagiarist and fabricator was a bogus story about the Lynch family. But CBS's response, "You had your scandal, so we should get a pass on ours," shows how useful rogues like Blair are to other journalists. We can all feel superior to him, no matter how sleazy our own practices are. To be fair, CBS is not the first network to be accused of using corporate largesse to win a scoop. ABC, for instance, snagged an interview with last year's rescued Pennsylvania coal miners, while parent company Disney just happened to buy their book and movie rights. CBS also said that it did not offer a quid pro quo, it just acknowledged that Viacom owns a publisher, MTV, and the CBS movie division. That's a little like saying, I'm not technically bribing a police officer, I'm just acknowledging that I coincidentally have a $100 bill in the same hand that holds my driver's license. The real scandal, though, is not how CBS tried to land Private First Class Lynch. It's that TV networks are devoting so many resources to the story at all. Lynch is a brave woman, but she became famous because the media spread a dramatic story of her capture and rescue, including heroic details from anonymous military sources that were later discredited. Which is worse, Jason Blair inventing a tobacco field in front of the Lynch homestead? Or the media trumpeting an overblown story of heroism just when they and the Pentagon needed one? And when there are so many unresolved questions to be answered in Iraq, where's the burning news value, as opposed to the ratings value, in interviewing Lynch about a rescue she reportedly does not even remember? If CBS wants Lynch to discuss her feelings in a special tear-jerking episode of 60 Minutes 2, fine. But they shouldn't defend it as part of some highfalutin dedication to the news. And they shouldn't use Jason Blair to justify it. What Blair did was inexcusable, but in the end, it was only a crime against the facts. The business-as-usual cynicism behind the Lynch story is an offense against the truth. If the media still don't know the difference between the two, then we've got bigger problems than Jason Blair could cook up in his wildest imaginings.
James Poniewozik is a staff writer for Time magazine.